Dictation for Kathleen, K-A-T-H-L-E-E-N, Engelhardt, E-N-G-L-E-H-A-R-T, September 2044. Address as a letter, Dr. Stevelton, S-T-E-V-E-L-T-O-N, 775-1640. Dear Dr. Stevelton, follow up Mrs. Engelhardt, chronic kidney disease, diabetes, hypertension, last visit in July. Going to Florida for the winter on the next few days to come back spring, summer. No hospital admission. Went to see cardiology for chest pain on activity. A stress test to be done when she's back from Florida. Just started on nitrates. Denies vomiting dysphagia, has chronic diarrhea, no bleeding. Diarrhea usually during daytime, occasionally at night, no associated bleeding. Good urine output, well-controlled diabetes 7.2, and arthritis of the hip. Chronic incontinence, but no infection, cloudiness of blood. Presently, no syncope, no orthopnea PND. Next paragraph, medication list review. Diabetes, cholesterol treatment. I will highlight metoprolol, losartan, verapamil, for blood pressure, heart, a number of supplements. No anti-inflammatory agents, presently off iron. Next paragraph, blood pressure today in the 150s over 80s. Alert oriented sign 3, no respiratory distress, lungs are clear, no pericardial rap, no gross arrhythmia, no abdominal tenderness or ascites, no gross edema, neurological deficit. Next paragraph, chemistry is December, creatinine down to 1.1, baseline is 1.2 to 1.3. Present GFR 48 stage 3, potassium elevated at 5.4, normal sodium acid base, normal nutrition, calcium phosphorus, anemia 10.9, normal white blood cell platelet. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. PKD stage 3, stable over time, no progression, not symptomatic. Next number, blood pressure in the office, systolic. Monitor at home before we adjust medications. Plenty of room for losartan, as well as metoprolol or verapamil. Next number, prior relative iron deficiency will offer a team by normal saturation. Be not tolerated the iron pills. If needed, we can use intravenous iron. Next number, chronic diarrhea. Will need workup. She takes a long list of supplements. I wonder if any of those could be causing that, as well as metformin. She's been taking all these medicines for a long time. Still, this could be a factor. She does not appear dehydrated, no hypovolemia or low blood pressure, no acute abdomen. She's not compromising nutrition. If anything, potassium in the upper side, no evidence of metabolic acidosis. Does have anemia, but no reported external bleeding. No need for EPO treatment, as hemoglobin is above 10. Continue to follow with you, end of dictation.